Why I have so few friends. That's a good statement, isn't it? Why I have so few friends. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with thought for today. Why I have so few friends. I look at my life and I see who it is that I consider a real friend. Oh, I remember my childhood friends, my very best friends, the people that I associated with very closely, the people I lived with very closely and grew up with, people who were in my world, but they were not really friends. They were just people who were like me. And because they were like me, we associated together. Now, a friend has a definition unique unto itself. A friend is someone who is just accepting you 100% just the way you are and sees you 100% just the way they are. A friend is someone who does not try to change you, does not try to improve on you, does not try to help you to be all that you can be, does not in any way try to see you as a wonderful, beautiful person. They just think that you are their friend. And there's nothing to change. There's nothing to improve on. There's nothing to be better. And there are very few friends like that in the world because we look out of our heart and we see very few people who are absolutely perfect right now, just the way they are. Now, we look at people that we admire. We look at people that we think are very wonderful people. And are these people that we want to have as friends? Most of the time, no. Because they are people that we are not. They are people that are better than we are in many talents. They're better than we are in many of their relationships. They're more unconditionally loving. They're more beautiful in every way. And a friend is not someone who is better than we are. A friend is just someone who is, and who is a beautiful being, and who is really a reflection of who we are. Now, if we were to be very honest with ourselves, we would say, all the world is a reflection of who we are. Because we look out into the world, we look out into life, and what do we see? What we see is a reflection of ourselves. If we looked at every successful person in the world, every vital, dynamic, wonderful person in the world, every person in the world that is just truly outstanding, we would say, wow, aren't they great? Now, when we look at every truly outstanding person in the world and we feel comfortable with them, we feel just like they are. We feel peaceful with them. We don't have to explain ourselves to them. We don't have to look at them and admire them and think, gee, I wish we were like that. Because every time we do that, they're not friends. They're just evidences of our own insecurity. When we are a secure person, we are a person who is at peace. We are a person who is peace. We are a person who lives a gentle, loving life of happiness and joy. We live a life of harmony. We live a life where nothing is changing one little bit. And actually, we live in a very active human life in which things are changing constantly. But we do not see anything changing. It is the most natural thing in the world to be beautiful. It's the most natural thing in the world to be gentle and loving. It is the most natural thing in the world to be an unconditionally loving person. Because I surround myself with unconditionally loving persons who are a pure reflection of myself. As I surround myself with all these beautiful beings, these people who would be my friends, they have no thought in their mind, no thought in their mind of how I could be better or how bad I am. They have no thought in their mind of anything other than just 100% acceptance of me as I am. They see the ideal in me, and they live the ideal in me. They experience the ideal in me. They know the ideal in me. They have no idea. They have no choice. They have no desire to have me improve on my ideal. They see me as a wonderful pianist. They see me as a wonderful, unconditionally loving person. They see me as a joyful, gentle, happy, successful, intelligent person. They see me as fulfilled in every beautiful way, and they themselves are fulfilled in every beautiful way. Ah, how wonderful a true friend is. A true friend, how wonderful they are. Just total acceptance, not because we have something to be better or worse, not because there's anything in the world that needs to be changed. It's just that total acceptance of just the way we are. Now, we think when we say the word acceptance that we are accepted with our faults. We are accepted with our attitudes, which are not harmonious. And that's not true. For a friend does not see our faults. A friend does not see our inharmony or our unhappiness. A friend does not recognize that we are dying. A friend only recognizes that we are living. We may be on death's door, but the friend doesn't see that. The friend only sees us as a vital, dynamic, living center. Now, we too see ourselves as a vital, dynamic, living center, no matter whether we are at death's door. It doesn't really matter, because there is no death's door for any living being. Every living being lives in a vital, dynamic, forceful, beautiful way. And the friend is one who is one as us, with us, doing whatever we are doing, however we are doing it. Not one little thought of improvement. If you call yourself a friend, and you can think of ways that your friend, quote-unquote, can improve, you're not a friend. You may be a would-be friend. You may be a person who would like to be a friend, would like to have that ability to be unconditionally loving. But to be truly unconditionally loving, to be truly a wonderful, fantastic, glorious friend, means that you make absolutely no judgment. There's nothing to judge, because all you see is goodness. All you see is a reflection of yourself. Now, are you going to judge yourself? Are you going to tell yourself, oh, I better be a better person, I better... If you were living in that awareness all the time that you must improve, you must improve, you must... You would be living in hell. You would not want to be a friend to yourself, I assure you that. You would not want to have yourself around if you were constantly seeking to improve yourself. If a mother is constantly trying to seek to improve her child, the child soon wants to drift away from that mother. And the child respects the fact that that is their mother, but they spend as little time as possible in their presence. If the mother is constantly aware of the child's beauty and goodness, oh, you always are so thoughtful, you always are doing everything so nice, I'm so happy with you, you're just a wonderful person, that child will want to be near its parent. Because that parent is looking for the highest and the best within that child. That parent is indeed a friend, as many parents would like to be a friend to their children. That parent is a friend, because that parent is living what a friend is. Unconditional love, no judgment whatsoever. Just the expectation and the expression of the highest and the best at all times. Truly, friends are rare. And, of course, we are one of those rare friends. Friends are rare because we are one of those people who are just very, very strange. We are very, very strange. We are very, very unique. We are very, very special. And as we are living this special strangeness about ourselves, we are living in a very interesting experience. The experience that says, life can be beautiful. But when you live in a world filled with friends, life is beautiful. Each one of us can establish for ourselves a world of friends by being first a friend ourselves. A friend that is unconditionally loving and non-judgmental. A friend that just takes you as you are and finds as you are fabulous. When you're a little child and you're playing with your friend, and you love that friend and you say, wow, that friend is the greatest, the most wonderful, complete, whole, and perfect. And then you both grow up, and each of you becomes a genius in your field. And you had recognized that you or your friend were a genius in a field, and you never realized how much of a genius. And then the world begins to acclaim yourself or your friend for your genius. And you say, wow, isn't that wonderful? You know, that's great. Now, do you ever say, I knew you had that in you. I knew that you could do that. No. Do you ever say, you are so wonderful. You are so much improved. You're so much better than you were. No. Because the person who is a friend always sees you in your highest and best. And there's never a comparison of when you're highest and best got higher and better. Always seeing you in your highest and best. If you would like to be a friend, and you'd like to practice being a friend, you do so today by being your highest and best, by loving yourself 100% just the way you are, with every beautiful faculty of your being and every beautiful, joyous expression of your body and your mind and your spirit. And as you do that, instead of trying to improve the world and improve yourself and make everything just a little better, you find that you are indeed already in heaven, in paradise, in the absolute. You are already indeed fulfilled in every beautiful way. And there is nothing more to be done. And if a friend awakens that awareness within us, that is indeed a friend. If the friend only awakens within us that we have a long way to go, a long road to go, we have much improvement to make, they're not a friend at all. Be careful how you choose your friends. Be careful how you choose what you think are your friends. If you are unconditionally loving of yourself and everyone in your world, you can be sure you'll have friends the same way. If you are loving yourself without any judgment, you can be sure that you'll have friends of the same ilk, and you will be happy and content and fulfilled. Being a friend is not an easy thing, because our tendency is to look at appearances instead of looking at the very heart of the matter. Today, I look at the heart of the matter. I look at the very heart and soul of myself and everyone in my world, and I proclaim it is good and very good. And I love unconditionally myself and everyone in my world. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.